Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 66, Saturday, June 6th. We've come through another week, albeit a rough one. And this is the day that, as is our usual practice, we invite the Holy Spirit to partner with us and to speak to us as we observe this past week, what we felt, what we saw, what we heard, everything that we experienced, and to allow God to speak deeply into those moments that we may not have invited him into already. Our prayer is that this would be a time that's refreshing and renewing for you and draws you closer to the heart of God. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello everyone. It's good to have you along for our journey on the path of Common Prayer, and I hope you've had a good week, even as it's been really a difficult one and historic one in our country. We've been slowly and deliberately walking through the 23rd Psalm together, listening to the voice of God through David, a shepherd boy himself, inviting us and reminding us to remember our good shepherd and how he walks with us through every circumstance in our lives. And I hope, along with us, you've been able to remember and reflect on many of the little and the big ways that God's shown up in your life, and hope that you've been able to pay even closer attention to the movement of God in your life every day. I've so appreciated Kevin's partnership during this week as well. And I've found myself this week feeling brokenhearted and disoriented. And it's been helping me so much to know that I can bring all of my feelings, big, significant feelings, to my good shepherd and allowing him to orient me and center me, help me listen better, and see people and circumstances with his eyes, and to kind of remember again and afresh who he is and to know his heart. I love what Saint Benedict said many, many years ago: always we begin again. Always we begin again. And today is Saturday, and we're going to be beginning again by practicing the prayer of examine. And just to remind you, it's been the practice of believers for hundreds of years, and it's a way of becoming more attentive and to look back through the last 24 to 48 hours and just to notice God's fingerprints everywhere. It's a time to allow ourselves to be present to this moment right now and to be present to the God who made us and wants to speak to us. I found myself this morning having the words of a hymn go over and over and over again in my mind. And it has these words: turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. That's my prayer for us today. And we're going to approach our time together in reflection a little differently, and do it while focusing on our last verse in Psalm 23:6. Which says this: surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I love how it's paraphrased in the Message, which says it this way: surely your goodness and love chases after me every day of my life. I'm back at home in the house of Yahweh for the rest of my life. I love that the word surely is used. And I can't help but notice that it doesn't say possibly or maybe or there's a pretty good chance surely doesn't mean that we're deserving of his goodness or mercy, but that God promises it anyway. In spite of our doubts, in spite of our rebellion, or even our stubbornness, this is an absolute promise. God's goodness and mercy would follow and followed David in the worst of times and in the best of times. Not because of his best efforts or because of his great resume, but in spite of it. And the same is true for us. One commentator explained our verse this way when they said the effect of God's merciful dealings with David had been to lead his mind to the assurance that God would always be his shepherd and friend, that he would never leave him to want, and his goodness and mercy would chase after him and never, ever leave him. I wonder if you could just imagine that God would be like bugging you right behind you, but with his goodness and his mercy. And then he says that would happen all the days of my life, through every change, in a variety of situations, until we reach life's close. Life on earth will end, and David doesn't speculate when that will be, but as long as life should continue, he felt confidently assured that everything needed for him would be given to him. And the language is that of a heart overflowing with joy and gratitude in the recollection of the past and full of glad anticipation in regard to the future. I love that. So it's our custom on a Saturday to invite you to get in a comfortable position as we reflect on our week. Get in a position that will help you open yourself up to the Spirit of God, to quiet your mind. Take some deep breaths and become aware of God's loving presence. And I want to invite you to pray silently and to ask the Holy Spirit to just open up the conversation between you and with you today. Ask him to give you his discernment. Holy Spirit, thank you for this time of listening and reflection. Would you guide us to hear what you want us to hear during this time? And would you take a few moments now to review your last 24 hours or so? Kind of like a movie, just let yesterday's scenes wash over your mind and your heart. Take some time to let that happen. And allow me to ask you, where have you experienced God's goodness and love following you? Where have you seen his goodness and love following you yesterday and maybe in the last few days? Let him show you that. Take some time and ask God to bring to your mind how his goodness and mercy, in what ways have they been following you? What did that look like? Thank him thank the Lord for His goodness in your life, which is like nobody else's goodness. Thank Him for His mercy that follows you, even when you're not aware of it at the moment. How have you been giving His goodness and mercy to others in the last few days or so? How have you been, as you have received His goodness and mercy, how have you been giving it to others? And then, have you been dwelling in the house of the Lord, in His presence? How so? And how has God met you? Or have you been dwelling someplace else? In your circumstances? In your fears? Maybe you need a few moments to confess that to Him. Because we're called to follow in our Shepherd's footsteps, how's the Holy Spirit inviting you to respond right now? In following His footsteps, in His footsteps more closely? How is the Holy Spirit inviting you to respond as you move into this new day and soon into a new week? Ask Him to show you that. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For You are close beside me. Your rod and Your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely Your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.